November 25th was the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. Here in Montreal, this day kicks off the 12 Days of Action, a campaign which sees a number of feminist organizations join together to raise awareness about sexual violence, abuse, and the rollback of women's rights. This year, the 12 Days of Action looks at, quote, how the global rollback of rights threatens women's safety in Quebec, unquote. The campaign ends on December 6th, which marks the anniversary of the Polytechnic Massacre, an event where 14 women were murdered by a misogynistic terrorist in 1989. This is the National Day of Remembrance and Action on Violence Against Women. On the program now is the executive director of the organization Les Trois Sexes, one of the groups taking part in the 12 Days of Action. Mylène, thank you for speaking with Local Radio. Could you begin by introducing yourself and telling us a little bit about your organization Les Trois Sexes?
Yes, my name is Mylène de Repentigny-Corbeil. I use she, her pronouns. I'm the executive director of Les Trois Sexes. Les Trois Sexes means sex, sexuality, and sexology. We are an organization that was founded in 2016, so we will celebrate our 10 years anniversary next year. And we fight for sexual rights and sexual health, especially for women and LGBTQ plus people. So we do a lot of things. We fight for reproductive health, sexual education, against cyber violence, all cyber sexuality. So we cover a lot of topics, but we gather to fight for sexual rights.
And the campaign you're currently involved in is the 12 Days of Action, which began earlier this week. Tell us about this campaign and what's happened so far and what we can expect.
Yes, it's a campaign that was founded from, it was the Fédération des Femmes du Québec, which is the Quebec Women Federation of that founded this campaign in 2008. So it was coordinating the campaign from that time, so for 16 years. It's the first year Les Trois Sexes are the one who are coordinating the campaign. So it's a big, we're very, very happy for that. And it's, so we are the ones who are coordinating the campaign, but it is held by a committee. And it has always been that way. So it's always a committee that are, that various feminist organization are the ones who decide what the campaign is will be about, what is the visual, the posters, everything. So it's always like a various organization that are from every part of Quebec that are the ones who are making big decisions about this campaign. It's always from November 25 to December 6th. November 25 is the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. It's a very important date, and it's every year since 1999. And we finished the campaign on December 6th because it's the unfamous day of the commemoration of the feminicide of Polytechnique. So, and every day from November 25 to December 6, we try to bring awareness on the violence against women.
And as you mentioned, there are multiple groups in this coalition from Montreal and across Quebec. Tell me about what your group, Les Trois Sexes, specifically brings to the 12 Days of Action.
Mm-hmm. Les Trois Sexes, we don't do field work, so we are we held awareness campaigns. We do a lot of sexual education. We do workshops, formation. We do a lot of things with the people, with collaboration and partnerships. But we don't do field work. So I think we can bring a much wider view, what's going on, what we see, and how to bring awareness on those issues. I think it's what we are the best to do. Yes, we also bring more the academic side of view. So we are always between the universities, academia, and more social community work. So I think we bring a lot of knowledge to the campaign, and we try to do our best to bring awareness. But yeah, that's what we do, and we contribute on the table.
Obviously, the bulk of this campaign is about violence against women. Here in Quebec, we have seen an increase in reported instances of violence against women. The rate of reported sexual offenses, for example, has doubled since 2013. What's your reaction to this statistic?
Yeah, those numbers are very concerning. It's kind of, sad to know that it's not going better. I think there's a lot of reasons for that. I think we're still learning a lot. What's going on online don't help at all. I think the pandemic and what happened at that time didn't help. Also, well, there's a lot of issues online. We have this phenomenon of manosphere and masculinism online, the incels, the pickup artists, the men rights activists. So there's a lot of them online, and it's always have been like every time in history when women got rights, there was always people or men or people in general who were against those rights. It always have been, and we are used to it, but nowadays it's just like it's faster, and a lot of people can hear those speech online, and it impacts how we view, and especially how our kids and children and young people can have certain views on how to treat women, and how we fight for equality and how to live together. Obviously, I'm thinking of Andrew Tate, but not only Andrew Tate. There's a lot of them online. So I think it's a big part of what's going on, and it's always a continuum between online and offline. So when it comes to violence and a rising of violence online, it always impact how there when there's that it will have a rising of offline violence. So yeah, this is what's going on. I think we need more education. We need to bring awareness. We need to have those difficult discussion, to open up. I think we live in a society where there's two poles, and we need to bring people together to have more discussion about how it impacts people's lives. And yeah, I think at the end of the day, it saves lives actually, because well, only in Quebec there has been 70 women who have been killed since 2020. So we need to fight and to bring awareness, because well, people are losing life.
You mentioned there that awareness and involvement are key factors. So just pivoting back to the 12 days of action, how can people get involved?
Yes, so we have various activities every day between November 25 and December 6. We will publish contents online. So we have a big awareness campaign that will occur every day. And with those contents, we want to bring awareness on how it affects women. We want to emphasize statistics, testimonies, and everything. So we want to it's kind of a momentum to push people to talk about it and to give them resources to talk about it. So we are mostly online, so on social media, and we also have a website. But also we are making partnerships with teachers and other organizations and institutions that can use our posters and our contents to also bring awareness inside their classes or their work sphere or offices. So it's also like from us to others to others to others. So this is the main campaign, but also on our website we have a form where organizations or groups can held other events. So they had their events. Well, if you're hosting an event tomorrow about women or about violence against women, you can add it on the form and it will appear on our website. Also, we will held a commemoration of a vigil on December 6th. Yeah, people can come to commemorate this 14 women that has been killed that day. And yeah, this is mostly what we do. And we will meet also some politicians to make sure they know what's going on and they can act, do actions about it.
Well, thank you. Yeah, and that vigil will be on the Polytechnic campus on the 6th. Now, this year, the focus of the campaign is the global rollback of women's rights and how this affects women in Quebec. On the campaign website, it looks specifically at migrant women, how access to certain social and health services requires at least permanent residency or even Canadian citizenship, and how this creates injustices and inequalities in how people living here are treated and received, particularly in healthcare services. Migrant women face more barriers to health access, essentially. They face more barriers to judicial access. Can you tell me about this aspect of the campaign? Just elaborate a little bit.
Yes, every year we wanted to focus on a subject. And this year the committee wanted to talk about how every woman are all around the globe are experiencing violence, especially in times of wars and conflicts. It's always the first to experience sexual violence or physical violence. So we wanted to emphasize how it affects every woman in the world. Currently, it's one in three women who will experience physical or sexual intimate partner violence. So we wanted to focus on that and how the wars and conflicts that are currently that we experience nowadays, how it affects also women. And also we wanted to focus on how migrant women here in Quebec or in Canada are experiencing more violence than others. They might experience other violence than general women, than women in general. It's always the case when women are at an intersection. So obviously in an intersectionality way of thinking, but also how in those time of conflicts and wars, those women are particularly vulnerable to various forms of violence. They can experience xenophobia and racism and sexism, and also it can appear in a power dynamic with their partners. When you are linked in a partnership, or when your immigration status is linked to your partner, and you experience violence in this relationship, it's a case where only women, migrant women, can experience this type of violence. So we wanted to bring awareness on those types of violence that that those women can experience.
And where can people go for more information?
Yes, people can follow the 12 Days of Action Committee online. We are on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, I think, well, various social medias. There's our website, and if people want to come to the commemoration on December 6th, they can write to us or we will give the information also online. And yeah, we are encouraging people to share, to also have those discussion in private. You can just take this momentum to talk about violence against women. You don't have to use our posters or social media, but just, like, I don't know, be more aware of what's going on. Just be curious. Maybe this friend or is experiencing something. I'll reach out, or I'll have those conversation with my family or friends. So it's just a moment to bring awareness. So we want people to just talk about it. So I'm encouraging people to just talk about violence against women during those 12 days. Well, all year long, but especially now, to make sure everybody is aware of what's going on.
Thank you, Milene, for joining to discuss the 12 Days of Action campaign. And thank you for taking some time to chat with CJLO Radio.
Thank you. Thank you.